One of my favorite birds of spring, summer, and fall is the northern flicker. This jaunty woodpecker sports a splash of red on the nape, but otherwise looks soft brown and black until it takes wing, flashing its brilliant yellow underwings and white rump patch. But even during the times when its wings are closed tight, whether standing tall atop dead snags, drumming on a resonant branch, or grubbing on the ground for ants, it has a bearing and beauty that's hard to dismiss. When flickers return in spring, they almost instantly start pairing off and preparing for nesting. Up here in the North Woods, they almost always select a dead snag for digging out a nest cavity. Although both birds share all the responsibilities of building the nest, the female spends more time on site selection and the male more on cavity digging until the end, when the female is perhaps getting a bit impatient with the pressure of developing eggs within her. Both sexes incubate the eggs, though usually the male does most of it at night time, and both share in feeding the babies. The primary diet of flickers is ants. It wouldn't be the least bit efficient to bring ants one at a time, so the adults pig out on them, filling a pouch in their esophagus called the crop. Then they return to the nest to feed the babies by regurgitation. When the little ones first hatch, it doesn't take many trips to feed them, just 10 or so big feedings a day. But as the babies grow, that number does too. Soon the parents are feeding them 40 to 50 times a day. The whole point of all this work, of course, is to ensure that the world has a supply of flickers forever. Flickers are important ecologically because so many animals, from bluebirds and saw-whet owls to flying squirrels, use their nest cavities when the flickers are done with them. But flickers have a deeper importance for just their being themselves. Phil Fitzpatrick wrote a lovely poem that conjures their essential beauty, titled Flicker Days. A pileated wannabe, he bleats and screeches, a piquant woodsy call, or employs 30-some staccato nasal honks in a monotonous hour, a noise a morning calm, announcing insect days. One unprotected yellow shaft hunkers low to morph into a field clod while passers-by feign safe, polite disinterest to see a business-like resumption in freshly softened, bug-filled, sodden earth. These song-filled dawns renew our winter-weary core with early solo songs or pre-dawn choruses whose instigators tweet and warble, caw, whistle, or sound their plaintive long-descending calls to waken slumberers. A hearkening now ensues, a dreamy, tremulous return to days of wide-eyed listening at rest on new-mown grass, to shimmering, idyllic times, to safe repose in May's embrace when proud and sturdy oaks or pines bestrode our flicker days. That poem, Flicker Days, is by Phil Fitzpatrick. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.